This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Hello, Vinny.
Good morning.
How are you?
Excellent.
Excellent to hear.
I had a great day yesterday.
Oh, what'd you do? What was special about yesterday?
Well, we had our fun here, which is always nice.
Sure. It's always good to do a good show.
We had a great secret show, didn't we?
Oh my God, it was amazing. It was so great that it was like a total secret.
Even to us.
Yep.
No, I left here and I took a texter had sent in and said there's a rollover on 17.
Oh, yeah.
Go another way.
Right.
I didn't even bother to check. I was like, okay, text her.
Oh, no.
No, it was all over the news on KCBS.
It was fine.
It was legit.
It's just, as I'm driving down the coast, I'm like, boy, I probably should have checked that. I mean, texters can say whatever they want.
They really can. It's true.
And sometimes they are mean on purpose.
Yeah. Well, they will laugh with you.
Get just a room in the city, Vinny.
Yeah. The whole peninsula is gone.
Right.
You're just going to have to stay here.
Anyway, so after I got home, my friend Brian and I connected and we went for a surf.
Nice.
We surfed with whales yesterday.
Oh my God. How
wow.
Fun.
It's one of the coolest things. There's no... I mean, you could go whale watching.
Yeah.
But you're not... in the water with
right,
them.
Right, right, right.
They're right there.
Do they touch you or anything?
No, they
I mean,
don't
like,
touch
what
you,
happens?
But you see them spouting water and flipping over.
Oh my God, right there. Breaching, you know, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, they didn't do any jumping. They were right in the water line with us. It was surprising. I tried to get pictures after I got out.
Yeah. Oh
but
my
I was
God, how
far
exciting.
When I got back to the car, I was too far, even with, you know, how you open the screen.
Sure,
whatever
yeah.
this motion
zoom,
is.
The zoom, the hand zoom.
The zoom motion on your screen. Right. Let me see.
So they just were hanging out.
They're right.
You were right next to them.
That is one of them blowing.
Oh my God.
And that's the surf line right there.
It's incredible.
20 feet outside the water line. And you could hear them.
Oh. Like just you heard the water, or you
the whole thing.
Did they go? No.
You could just. They're so big, and I actually don't think these were. There's another.
What's the what?
Like, look at, you can see the sand.
What kind of whales?
I think they're humpbacks. You see it, right there.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That's the sand. They're right there.
So that drops off pretty quick, huh? That beach, like it gets deep fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it seems like they would need to be in deep water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be something about, you know, the food source
well,
right
no,
there.
No, right now, I mean, they're running. Like,
does that
this
mean?
Is whale watching season.
Oh.
I think they migrate. I don't know if it's from Mexico or what. But
up the coast?
This is the time of year when I bet a lot of schools are out. Maybe they did it last month or the month before, but... There's probably a lot
another.
Of whale watching, you know, trips.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know if your kids did that. Are you guys too far from the beach to do that?
No, I don't think my kids have ever done that.
Oh.
I mean, they actually do, there's a little path not far from the school that they can walk down to the beach, but there's a...
really?
Yeah, and they do like the, you know, the ecology things. Cause
tide pools or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, there's like, well, we don't have those quite the way you got them down like toward Monterey and stuff.
All right.
Not, you know, how when the tide goes out and the rocks are just filled with like even octopus and stuff. But they have like, I don't even know what they're called, like the little lagoon that is somewhat tidal and stuff. So, you know, they would walk there, but I don't believe there's ever been anything about whales.
Hmm. Well, anyway.
Super fun.
It's pretty.
That's incredible.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah.
It's neat. So. You
when,
know,
when we were on that trip in Costa Rica that we almost died, remember we were on that tiny little boat?
Yes.
Whatever happened to those people? that dragged you on that trip?
I don't know. We really didn't have much contact with them after we almost died in Costa Rica.
That was that,
so,
huh?
It kind of. I don't know why. We just, you know, it was fine. We had a good vacation with them. But anyway, that was the only time I've ever really been that close. And, you know, I grew up on Cape Cod, so we would go on whale watching trips here and there. And you'd see them. They'd be off a little ways. But we were right next to them. And that's, I mean, you can't believe how big they are.
Yeah,
and
rad.
They're curious about you, too. Like, they're, you know, they're looking. Looking at you.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I mean, when we left the water and we're sitting, like, on my truck and we're changing and we just keep looking out there. And that's when I got
there.
The pictures. They're spouting.
How many do you think?
I think it was 3.
Oh, man.
So, it was neat. It was a nice sort of, I don't know, you just
communing
leave,
with nature.
You leave the water pretty charged up, you know, sort of.
That's
something
awesome.
You don't see.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that forever, but even that sort of, we're driving home all.
You and Brian. Where do you know Brian from?
He's my neighbor.
Is he the Kane Performance guy?
No. Kane Performance and I don't surf. Oh. That's Kane Performance is our neighbor, and I like him. Pete, by the way, is his name.
Pete but, Kane.
And
got
Pete
it.
And Sherry. King. I like him a lot, but they're more of my ladies. Friends.
Because they're runners.
They're triathlon runner types. And when she found out they were moving to the neighborhood, she's like, the Canes are moving in. Okay. What does that mean?
Oh, they moved in after you.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought they had
been. Pete and Sherry Kane, you don't know? No.
So if there was a divorce or split, then they would be her friends.
Oh,
you
I thought you meant between
me
the Canes.
No, the Canes.
I was like,
Vinny,
what?
If Vinny
like, Pete and Sherry
and Dusty
are divorcing?
Yeah.
That's terrible news.
No, I mean, we've had them over. We've hung out. But yeah, I don't know that I'd see them again if I moved away.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have any cause for.
Right.
But Brian, you might meet at the beach.
Brian's
your friend. You keep him in the divorce.
I don't really think we need to talk about
how's
breakups
everything,
at the moment.
How's everything going? I know, it doesn't seem like you need to at all. How's everything going at home? It's all good?
That's a fair question.
It seems like we're getting our morning phone calls outside here every day again, like in the olden days. And
oh.
This is, you know,
when he calls his girl?
Or she calls him. I mean, it seems like they're, you know, that's great. Like your voice sounds light and happy. It's wonderful. How is everything going?
I was just watching Yuzette adjust herself. Did you see that show?
I did. That's a pretty
she
good show.
She fully reaches in her top, pulls the.
This is an excellent distraction strategy, but.
Reaches in the other way, pulls them both over, straightens them out, fixes the
top. Because
the top
I have a problem
line.
With this stupid top. I've told you about this top before. I need to put some tape down because that seam keeps coming up.
Mm. But, don't worry about it. It's all good. Anyway.
So back to you. How's
yeah,
home?
So how is, what's up?
What was the question?
How's everything going at home? It seems like you seem inordinately happy these days.
Things are good.
Great.
I mean, I don't want to.
Jinx it.
You know, things are good.
Yeah.
We've been good. I told you we're going to couples counseling, right?
And that's today, right?
Wow, really?
I mean, look at you
guys.
Thursday, it's with Ray.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to be going a lot. I mean, I don't believe you go to counseling indefinitely, but we've used him, and we do go today.
And probably, are you going to say goodbye today?
No, we'll say, like, let's take a break for today.
We're good.
For a month. We'll see you in a month. We'll see you in 2 months, whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's great. It's great news.
Yeah. No, we're doing good. But we were almost over. So I don't want to jinx it, and I don't want to say too much on this radio show, if you don't mind.
Well, no, it's fine. I just, you know, wanted a little update.
You just wanted to ask.
Yeah, well.
On the mic.
You know.
Sarah, she likes things uncomfortable.
I mean, we could ask you, what's going on with you?
Everything's great.
Tell us anything.
My mom and dad got here yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It was so funny because we have this back gate off of our house. And when we moved the fence, we
Is that
built
the
a,
one where the kids used to bone?
They used to, but we pushed the gate, but we pushed the whole fence back. So now
that's your land
it
where
is
they
our,
were boning.
It is our land, actually.
Right.
You know, and 30 feet behind our house, behind the fence is also our land. But I don't want to give the full description of it so everyone can just park outside my house. But there's a pump station there because for flooding or whatever, because there's a creek on one side
on
of the property.
On your land?
It's on our land. It's
Do
on,
they pay you, does the city pay you rent?
It doesn't. It's a, it's called an easement, and it's specifically for that pump station. And so we can push back to it, but we can't really cross it. So while we pay taxes on the land that's back there, everyone gets to enjoy it.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I'm completely fine with. That's lovely.
It doesn't sound like you are.
Well, you know, of course you want all your land to be your land.
Right.
You?
And you knew that moving in.
Sure, absolutely. And
you did?
Listen, of course. That's they disclose all that stuff to you. And, you know, we even got the place surveyed and, you know, so we knew what we were stepping into. So anyway.
Have you considered working at night and putting a fence up around that thing? And just one day, there it is. The fence is up and you've now fenced in your whole land.
There. No, I wouldn't do that because there's a park nearby and it's, you know, I wouldn't say that it's like a promised access, but certainly, you know, I wish people wouldn't let their dogs poop there or, you know, bone in my backyard or whatever. But, you know, it is perceived as public property because there's a city pump station there. There are fences on both sides and people access the park that way. So I would never do that. Put it this way. I would never block the entire access. However,
it's your land.
Some of it, I would love to, you know, maybe do a compost heap or something that would be stinky that would keep people away. But I would never do that. I just wouldn't do that. But so anyway, that has nothing to do with this story.
So what'd you build?
So my parents are in their 70s, but they're very agile. Mm-hmm. They're fine. They get around. But if Bryn, I think you've been over my house. We had a series of kind of rickety ramps that were getting you down off the half-built deck, and in the back there, at the back of the fence to get into the park, there was about a 3-foot drop. So there was a ramp, you know, just a single plank mm-hmm. that you would balance your way down. And that's not going to work for my mom when she wants to go to Whole Foods and roll her little cart over there or whatever.
It's so, like a 2x12, right?
It's a 2x12. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. And so I built a ramp, and it's awesome.
Is it ADA approved?
No, it's not ADA approved because there's actually steps down to it.
The American Dental Association approves ramps?
Americans with Disabilities Act.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not ADA approved by any
means. Other ADA.
But so, you know, my parents, I had to pick them up at like 1:30, so I had, you know, this hour and a half span that I was like, I'm building it. I had gotten all the materials for it, and I went out there and I dug the holes to make the thing, you know, fairly level, and did this whole thing. And boy, damn, it's so awesome.
The ADA really, I didn't know that's what you meant, but I remember I was working at this, I was managing a surf shop in Ocean Beach down in San Diego, and they came in and said, you don't have a dressing room that is handicap approved. And my boss, he'd been there 25 years.
He owned the place?
He owned it. He was just like, I have to tear down a dressing room and build it for handicap use.
Right.
And he had to.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
That was that.
Yeah.
They just came in and said, you have to do this. And he went.
A lot of times that stuff doesn't happen until the place actually changes hands. Like when I heard Sammy Hagar talking about this, he bought this place or was partnered with this place in Mill Valley that had a lot of brickwork. It's El Paseo, that restaurant. Yeah. I told you about it before. It's like this little magical sort of brick walkway that winds through the middle of the block. Like you can go from one street to the other midpoint on the block. It's freaking magical. And he had to do so much stuff to become ADA compliant. And he's like, that city just knows I have money and they're just trying to squeeze it out of me and they're this and they're that. But he had to do all this stuff for it. And sometimes when a place changes hands, like I'm actually surprised that the ADA walked in and said, you got to fix your
dressing
room.
Maybe they got
room.
A complaint. I don't know.
They must have.
And I actually, my boss was a very nice man and I don't, but he's a small business owner and there was no doubt he thought, if I could count the number of people who came in here on a wheelchair trying on surf trunks on my hand.
Right.
Not even, there's never been one. And you know, I'm sure their argument is probably because you don't have a compliant dressing room. It's one of those back and forths that just, there was no argument. He lost.
Had to do it.
Build it.
And he did.
He
What was he going to do?
I mean, when they show up at outside the pump station and say this thing for Ellie is not safe, we're going to have to get railings on it, you know.
Yeah.
You all just have to do that.
I cannot wait for that. It's going to be great.
You know, handrails. Yeah. Yeah. Where are the handrails at?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be asking.
Whoops.
But anyways, it was super fun.
So
I got it and they showed up. We're late. We can break. You can ask me more questions if you want afterwards, but...
Did you watch Survivor?
Of course.
Okay.
Kidding me?
It was the bad episode.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, I don't like the family episode.
Oh, God, I love the... Really? I was crying.
I know you were. And so were they.
Stopping.
They all start crying. And I always think if I were out there, you know, you steel yourself to things. Have you ever... you just get steeled to stuff. And then someone comes out and unzips you. And now you're just... a gaping wound.
Yeah. Weeping legion. Legion.
What is that? Like, come on, man. I was in the middle of a fight and now I'm crying. Great.
Plus, all I can think about is these, you know, their clean relatives come out and give them a hug. And they are, you know, they're rank.
Yeah.
They're just ripe. Yep. And their breath and their stinky bodies and their... filthy.
Yeah.
And the parents have to hug them or the, you know, they're just like, oh, okay, great. This is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, KLSC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.